Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Chris Newell. Chris is the Vice President and Vendor Coordinator for Other Worlds of Wonder. Hey there, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you, Gary. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So, tell me about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm a Navy veteran. I've been a practicing witch for over 30 years. I started that path as a Wiccan. I'm a high priest and currently serve my goddess who's known as the Morrigan.
So this is part of paganism?
That's correct. Paganism, or modern paganism or neo-paganism, is an umbrella term used to refer to a wide variety of spiritual practices that are based on pre-Christian beliefs and practices from Europe, North Africa, and the Near East. There is not a unified pagan religion. The word pagan derives from the Latin word paganus, which means country dweller or folk.
Okay. What drew you to this type of organization? Is that what I would refer to it as an organization?
Certainly. I'm with Other Worlds of Wonder, and we are a registered 501c3 community service organization. One of my personal heroes in Wicca was going to be a guest at Sunfest out in Vernonia one year. And I was like, well, I have to go. There's a pagan festival in Vernonia. And so we got tickets and we went. And I got to meet Janet Farrer and Gavin Bone, and that's a whole nother story. But I met this fantastic organization and Other Worlds of Wonder. And it's like, you guys put on festivals and you're responsible for Pagan Pride Day in Portland? Tell me more. I have a vending business. I'd like to be involved with that.
Yeah.
And that sort of transitioned into me being offered the position of vendor coordinator.
Okay.
And from there, I became vice president of the board, and I've been doing that since 2020 now.
Okay. So a few years then.
Yeah.
Very nice. So were you involved in paganism before you attended Sunfest in Vernonia?
Oh, yes. I've been a practicing Wiccan for over 30 years. It's something my wife got me involved in, honestly. I mean, I was raised a Methodist, but that never quite... I reached a certain age, and that never quite sat right with me, and I started looking for something else, and I found this earth spirituality, and it just fit.
Yeah. So paganism is kind of, like you say, earth spirituality.
It is.
Tell me more about that.
Right. So in my personal practice, I revere the earth. We celebrate the cycle of the seasons. Most of our gods and goddesses are, I'd say, from classical mythology for the lay folk out there. But to us, that's not mythology. It's as real as the Christians hold their Bible.
Okay.
But at its core, we honor the earth. All of the different traditions of paganism have that in common. And through that, it sort of led me to activism as well.
Yeah.
That's another story.
We may have to tap into those stories before this segment is over.
We may. I've been a lot of things and I've done a lot of things. And paganism has always been a part of that.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking today with Chris Newell, Vice President and Vendor Coordinator for Other Worlds of Wonder. So maybe we need to explain what you mean by Wiccan. What do you mean by Wiccan?
Wiccan is a modern neo-pagan faith that was founded in the mid-1950s by a man named Gerald Gardner. It spread to America. I could go into the lineage, but nobody wants to be bored by that. And it's presently the fastest growing religion in America. We worship a god and a goddess, and we revere the cycles of the seasons. Nature is sacred to us.
Yeah. So fall is coming.
Fall is coming. And Columbia Willamette Pagan Pride Day, which is September 7th at Oaks Park, is a fall celebration. We'll have a fall harvest ritual. It's 3:30 p.m. We've got events going all day. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. And this is on a Sunday, correct?
Okay. That is correct.
September 7th?
Yes.
Okay. And you've been doing this at Oaks Park for quite a few years.
This will be our 18th year at Oaks Park. It would be 19, but we had to take one off for COVID.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We've been having Pagan Pride since basically 2000.
Okay. How many people come to Pagan Pride Day at Oaks Park?
We typically see between 750 and 1,000 people. One of the reasons for this radio thing we're doing is we want to hopefully boost that attendance and spread the word further.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the entire pagan community here in Portland knows about it.
And we were talking just before this interview, you say there are a lot of pagans in and around Portland.
Absolutely. You really can't walk down the street without bumping into at least one of us.
Why do you suppose that is?
Part of it is, I mean, the nature of where we live. How can you not love and hold this sacred living in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah.
You know?
There is no place more beautiful than here.
There isn't.
So let's talk more about Pagan Pride Day. It's next Sunday, September 7th.
Yes.
And it's at Oaks Park. What can we expect when we walk in?
All right. You'll be greeted by one of our lovely volunteers. We're requesting a $5 donation for entry this year for anyone over the age of 12, but we will not turn away anyone. So if you come, you can come in. We're going to have 45 vendors set up, amazing craftspeople. I can't even begin to describe the wide variety of crafts that will be available.
Yeah.
If you can think of it, we'll probably have it. We're going to have several information booths set up for local groups. There's several Druid Groves and some other pagan groups who will be having information available for the public who has interest in perhaps learning more. We'll be having a harvest ritual at 3:30. We're also going to be having the PDX Dancing Witches at 3 p.m. And sometime during the day before that, we're going to have the Morris Dancing Group in as well, the Misty Mountain Morris Group, but I don't have that time finalized yet.
So you're the vendor coordinator. You've been kind of steeped in this for a while now, right?
I am. And also, before I forget, please, if you are able, bring two or three cans of food to donate to Esther's Pantry.
Ah. Esther's Pantry. Tell me about Esther's Pantry, just briefly.
Certainly. Esther's Pantry is a group that grew out of the Cascade AIDS Project in 1985 to provide services to people who are living with HIV. It's since progressed into more of an open community type of food bank and service organization.
And you're looking to get donation, food donations at Pagan
Pride
Day.
We donate canned food and personal hygiene products to them every year.
Excellent. Oh, that's a great outcome. Tell me more about the history of Pagan Pride Day.
It was started in 1999 out of the Bay Area by, I want to say, Oberon Zell and a few other people. And they started a national organization to coordinate it, which sadly has since passed on, as many organizations do. But individual Pagan Pride events, like here in Portland, the Columbia Willamette Pagan Pride Day, and other places across the country, are keeping it alive. And the reason we do it is simply to raise awareness. We're here. We believe things a little different than the mainstream, but that's not bad.
Does Pagan Pride Day happen about the same time every year? In Portland, probably, but is it kind of a throughout?
Yes, they like it to be between like August 15th and the end of October, with a harvest theme.
Okay, so kind of an autumnal celebration.
It is.
Excellent.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking today with Chris Newell, Vice President and Vendor Coordinator for Other Worlds of Wonder, and you're listening to Let's Talk Portland. Chris, tell me more about Other Worlds of Wonder.
Other Worlds of Wonder started many, many years ago in 1989. Well, the group that would become Other Worlds of Wonder held the first Sunfest in 1989, which was it's a summertime summer solstice celebration. Sunfest 35 is going to be this coming year. We had to take a couple of years off for COVID. But that group eventually turned into the Nine Houses of Gaia, which was large here in Portland in the community for quite a while. And Other Worlds of Wonder hived off from them with the intention of procuring land for the pagan community to hold festivals on. And through that, we were able to obtain some loans and work with some other community members to create a group out in Vernonia called Finnan. It's a Welsh name. It means the source, F-F-Y-N-N-O-N. Okay. I don't And so, mission accomplished. Well, what are we going to do now? So we sort of turned into a community service organization to hold events like Sunfest in the summertime and Pagan Pride Day in the fall to engage the community and just raise awareness.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what we've been doing for about the last 20 years.
And Other Worlds of Wonder, you said earlier, is a nonprofit.
That is correct.
Excellent. See, when you say community service organization, what do you mean by that?
Besides holding the events for the community to bring togetherness and raise awareness, if people in the community need things, they can reach out to us. And if it's within our power, we might be able to make that happen for them. You know, whether it's holding a fundraiser or things of that nature.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
And where in Vernonia is the land?
Well, it's kind of complicated to explain how to get there. So you go out to Vernonia, and right before you get to town, you take this right turn, and you go up into the hills.
It's out there somewhere.
It's out there somewhere.
Excellent.
They're presently going through the effort of becoming a private park because Columbia County has required that they do that if they wish to continue holding festivals there. Okay. So if anyone has any extra funding they want to put towards something, Finan could use that right now.
So let's talk about maybe some misconceptions of your organization, about paganism, about Wiccans. Let's
sure.
talk about some of those misconceptions.
All right. Let's start with the word pagan. So originally, like I said, it was from a Latin word, paganus, which just meant country folk, and it was used by the snooty city churchgoers to refer to country people. It was sort of a slur and an insult. Okay. Well, as time progressed and the church became more prominent, it became much more than just an insult. To be a pagan meant you weren't a Christian. And that could get you killed. Oftentimes, I mean, we've all heard of the historical witch hunts. There were no witches killed during witch hunts. The people that were killed were mostly women who held power, who were healers, who knew things and were a threat to the order. Hmm. And it was a control mechanism. So we are fighting literally 1,500 years of propaganda against what the word pagan stands for to show people that we're good people. We're respectful people, and we stand for the earth. We don't worship Satan. In fact, we don't even believe in that Christian entity. I put it that way on purpose because Satan is a completely Christian entity, mm-hmm. and we do not believe in their God or their devil. Oftentimes, sadly, because of that, we're accused of being Satan worshipers. It's like, we don't believe that. And that's the biggest misconception we fight, is that we worship the earth. We worship a god and a goddess. Satan is an entity that doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. I could go more into that, but I might hurt some people's feelings, so I won't.
Do you find that people are kind of, because they don't know much about paganism, that they're frightened by you?
Yes. Absolutely. And that's another reason we hold these events and these festivals is we want the normal folk, if you will, to come out and see us, meet us, hang out. We're good people.
You seem like a pretty normal guy to me.
Thank you.
So Wiccan, do people think you're like going to cast a spell or something? Do you wear a big black hat and have a black cat with you? No, I don't mean to be silly, but I...
No, that's I'm fine. Sure that's people can't see me laughing at that question. But so sadly, our black cat passed away a few years ago. Oh. He was a good cat. But if I'm at an event vending, I'll put it on a little bit. I'll wear a hat. I'll act a witch.
Yeah.
Because why not? But yes, casting spells is something Wiccans do. It's nothing scary. Christians call it praying, When a Christian prays for a specific outcome, you know, a Wiccan casting the spell is exactly the same thing, just done in a different manner.
You're sending good thoughts to maybe somebody who needs the help.
Exactly. You know, there are people out there who do baneful things, and we also believe in karma, so...
We're talking today with Chris Newell, who is the Vice President for Other Worlds of Wonder, which is a pagan organization locally. And Pagan Pride Day is coming up next Sunday, September 7th. So who is welcome at Pagan Pride Day? Who do you want to come?
Everybody. I want everybody to come, whether you're a pagan, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Hindu. Come on out, shop our vendors, join our ritual. It's a good time. I promise you, you will have a good time. Now, if you want to come preach to us and tell us how wrong we are and things of that nature, we're not going to put up with that. Oaks Park has security. We will have you trespassed from the facility. But if you want to have an open, two-way conversation about beliefs, we're completely open to doing that with you.
It's unfortunate that you probably do get threatened a lot.
Mm-hmm. It occurs. I was vending at the Canterbury Renaissance Fair, and I had a woman in my booth telling me I was a Satan worshiper and all kinds of things. And, that's okay.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but I know how to deal with people like that. I lived in Tennessee for 5 years as an out witch, wearing my pentacle about on a daily basis. So I can deal with religious people.
Sounds like it can roll right off your back. Yeah. You believe very strongly in what you believe. And so that's a great thing, because it's like nobody's going to stand in your way.
Exactly. My wife has a saying, you have a blue pen there. You know what? I don't care if you take your blue pen home at night and put it on an altar and worship that blue pen. If that makes you a better person and causes you to do good things in the world, right on. Good for you.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
At Pagan Pride Day, tell me again what we can expect. You say there's lots of vendors. Describe some of your vendors.
All right. Well, like, for instance, my booth, I make candles. I make some amazing candles. And plus, I sell a curated selection of all your witchy needs, cauldrons, bells, books. We have artists of every variety, jewelry makers. The amount of vendors I have, it is really hard to just sit. We have everything, literally. If you need a doodad or whatnot, come out, wander around, meet our vendors. They're all amazing people. Stop by my booth, say hi. You might get a free present. I like to give things away.
Nice. And you guys have been doing this for quite a while. When did the Pagan Pride Day start here in Portland?
2000.
So you've got a few years under your belt.
Right.
You know what you're doing. Is there food available?
There's Oaks Park food available.
Oh, excellent. Okay, perfect.
Right. We're right off the midway. Oaks Park doesn't charge admission. Like I said, we'd appreciate a $5 donation, but we don't require it. So come to Oaks Park. Have a great day. Bring the kids. We are family friendly.
Yeah.
We're going to have a face painter.
What else should I bring with me besides the kids?
Bring a water bottle. The first Pagan Pride I've ended at, it rained 2.5 inches in the course of the event.
Oh.
But typically, it's usually rather warm around the first part of September. So, you know, bring a water bottle, dress in layers.
Yeah, usually September is a pretty good month here in Portland for pretty good weather.
Maybe bring a bag to carry home all your treasures in.
Yeah. Okay. How can I learn more about the local pagan community?
Certainly. You can come to our website, which is owow.org. That's owow.org. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is Other Worlds of Wonder. Or for that matter, since I post about everything that happens in the pagan community here in Portland. You can give me a follow on any of the metas with at Witches Resistance. That's WITCHES Resistance.
So you're pretty active on social media.
I am.
Excellent. Chris, this has been really interesting. I'm so glad you came in today.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Gary. I appreciate it.
Pagan Pride Day again is Sunday, September 7th at Oaks Park. And it's going to be a good time. You're going to learn a whole bunch of things you maybe didn't know anything about.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you all there.
Excellent. Thanks. We've been talking today with Chris Newell, Vice President and Vendor Coordinator for Other Worlds of Wonder. Thanks again, Chris.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.